Well, welcome back to LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor at our Plain City campus. Thanks for taking some time to listen today, especially as you head into your weekend. Well, on Sunday, we continued on in our summer series called Labels, and we found ourselves in Luke chapter 20. And what I find interesting about Luke chapter 20 is that if you've ever heard a story, read a book, or watched a movie where it starts out as just a story to you, but at some point you realize, good or bad, this is kind of my story. This story relates to me. This story applies to me, and I see myself in the characters, and I see my life in this story. Well, that's exactly what unfolds in chapter 20 of Luke. Jesus tells a story to a crowd who soon finds themselves in the story and finds themselves in the characters. And there's a ton of things we could go through in these opening verses of the chapter, especially since Jesus has just come through the triumphal entry. He's in Jerusalem. He's entered the temple where he's turned over the tables and threw out all of the merchants. And Jesus winds up setting up shop and teaching from the temple. We're basically in the last week of Jesus's life here. And one day while teaching, the religious leaders confront him and asked a question: by whose authority do you do what you do? Jesus, often like he did, answers their question with a question, and they reach a stalemate in their discussion. So Jesus goes on to tell this parable. And in this parable, in verses 9 through 19, Jesus winds up describing a man who planted a vineyard. He rented this vineyard out to tenants, and the owner sent several servants back to the vineyard, back to the tenants to collect his crop. But the tenants wind up beating and driving out each of these servants. There's three of them, and he sent them away empty-handed. And as a final effort, the owner winds up sending his beloved son. And sadly, the tenants kill the owner's son. And this parable, this story, it hits close to home for Jesus's listeners, because they ultimately see themselves in the story. They see themselves in the character, in the characters, because this story is not only a reflection of their lives, but it winds up being the history of Israel. It winds up describing God's relationship with his people and the religious leaders who were in charge of the spiritual maturity of Israel and the prophets that God sent, and ultimately God's beloved son, Jesus. Well, Jesus goes through this whole parable and he wraps up his teaching in verses 17 through 19, where it says, he looked directly at them. He looked directly at his audience and he said, "What then is this that is written? The stone that the builders rejected has become the cornerstone. Everyone who falls on that stone will be broken into pieces, and when it falls on anyone, it will crush them." Well, during this time, a cornerstone was a big deal, because the cornerstone would form the bond between the two most important walls of a building. And from the cornerstone, all the lines of the building would be set. The length and the breadth and the height of the building were all angled from this single cornerstone. And every other stone laid would take its alignment from the cornerstone. And if the cornerstone was out of square, well then the whole building would be out of square. Therefore, the cornerstone would be cut with meticulous care, and it would be the first stone laid. And to throw away or begin building without the cornerstone would be unthinkable, it would be foolish, it would be mindless, and it would be absurd. And what Jesus reveals and what Jesus declares in verses 17 through 19 is really that he is the cornerstone that God has sent for everyone to build their lives off of. And that question early on of authority and the meaning of the parable and the application of the parable all lie in Jesus being the cornerstone of our lives. 1 Corinthians 3:11 says, "For no one can lay a foundation other than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ." Ephesians 2 verses 19 through 20 say, "So then you are no longer strangers and aliens, but you are fellow citizens with the saints and the members of the household of God." Verse 20 goes on to say, "Built on the foundation of the apostles and the prophets," it says, "Christ Jesus himself being the cornerstone." Here's what's so important for us to see in the opening verses of Luke chapter 20. It's that what you and I do with Jesus is of highest priority in our lives. that what you and I do with Jesus is of highest priority in our lives because all of us build our lives on something. You and I always build our lives on something. That something sits as the cornerstone in your life and mine. It might be job, it might be your money, it might be your kids, your spouse, yourself, or something else. But all of us set the lines of our life on something. That the length, the breadth, and the height of our life rests on something. We align with something. We square our lives up with something. And something ultimately sits as the cornerstone in our lives. And we build our lives off of that. The challenge for us today is this. What if Jesus was that cornerstone in your life and mine? What if Jesus was the main building block in your life and mine? And not just on Sunday, and not just when we need something from him, but all the time, with everything. Because what Jesus was trying to communicate with his audience and with us today is that if we don't align, if we don't build off of, if we don't rest on, if we don't square up with him, our lives will ultimately be off. They'll be out of alignment. They'll be unstable. They'll be built on a faulty foundation. And one day when every knee will bow and every tongue will confess that Jesus is Lord, if we reject him, we will ultimately be crushed by him and God will cast us out of eternity in heaven forever. But if we're going to be the church God calls us to be today, if we're going to be the people that God calls us to be, if we're going to be the community that God desires us to be, if we're going to love like Jesus loved and serve like Jesus served, we're going to truly find peace, a place to belong, and purpose in our lives, well then Jesus must be our cornerstone. So, who or what are you building your life off of and on? Because life is better with Jesus at the center. Is it perfect? No. Better? Yes. Life makes more sense with Jesus as the cornerstone. Is it easy? No, but there's a firm foundation with him as the cornerstone. Life built on Jesus is worth it. Is it problem-free? Absolutely not, but it's purposeful and filled with meaning. Life with Jesus, having authority and ownership in our lives, right, is infinitely more fruitful. Is there tension there? You bet there is, but there's greater things with him in control than with us in control. Let me close in prayer. But then take some personal time today to reflect and talk with God about who or what you're building your life on. Is it Jesus? And is it Jesus in every area of your life? Heavenly Father, thank you for this time together. Help us to see the importance of placing Jesus as our cornerstone. May we take our alignment from him. May we square our lives up on him. And may we build our lives, every area of our lives, on and off of Jesus. Show us where we fall short. Show us the areas where we need to improve and guide us to where we need to be. Help us to see that having Jesus as our firm foundation, as our cornerstone, is infinitely better than anything we could do on our own. It's in Jesus Christ's name that we pray. Amen.